In the 15th episode of Damn, That's Interesting, I'll be talking about how the Eiffel Tower is copyrighted and why it's actually illegal to photograph the monument at night. You'll find its image in countless guidebooks, online articles, and breathtaking posts on Instagram. However, what you probably don't notice is that media outlets rarely release photos of the tower at night. That's because it's actually illegal to photograph it at night, because it's an artistic creation still under copyright. According to European copyright law, such monuments are protected for the lifespan of the work's legal creator, plus 70 years. Gustave Eiffel, the tower's creator, died in 1923, so in 1993, the Eiffel Tower entered public domain. But there's a slight problem. The lights installed by Pierre Bidou didn't ignite until 1985. Which means that nighttime images and videos that feature the tower's lighting and sparkling lights are still protected under the law. According to the building's operating company, those wishing to publish a photo need to request permission, pay for the rights, and then credit the artist appropriately. Otherwise, there's risk of fines. However, the law is primarily aimed at commercial use, which means that those taking and sharing images for personal use don't have to worry about asking for permission. Although it's always better to simply credit the artist if, say, you're posting it on Instagram. For commercial purpose, you need an agreement from the Eiffel Tower's management company. You would have to pay royalties as the lighting has a cost and is intellectual property. Pierre Bidou, the man behind the Eiffel Tower's lights, passed away almost exactly a year ago, so you're free to do anything you want with pictures of the Eiffel Tower at night 70 years from now, in 2091. That's it for today's episode, and I hope you ended up saying, "Damn, that really is interesting."